Welcome back to the Vibe Check. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm here finally. We're here.
We are here.
Spacey, you're feeling spacey. We're
We're all a little spacey sometimes.
yeah.
It'd be like that. We need to be spacey to deal with the world at times.
Yes, there's absolutely nothing wrong with traveling to outer space from time to time.
Yep. I feel like we could, consider ourselves aliens, because we're on a planet.
Well, we are.
We're aliens. That's crazy to think about.
I mean, to other planets, I guess. Yeah, of course.
What if we're the aliens that like other aliens are scared of? Like, what if we're their scary aliens?
I believe it. We're probably like the Americas of like the planets. It's fine. The Americas. Wow, that sounded dumb. Okay, we're the United States of the planets. United
My
States of
God.
America. Wait, didn't they ever pass that shit, the United States of Europe or something? Like, isn't that a thing?
I have no clue.
Well, I would Google it, but I don't want to. It's fine. We're not over there. That's not our
No
life, so it doesn't
reason.
matter.
Anyways, I feel like, it's the second pod. So I feel like that's a good starting point for us to talk about our friendship, how we met.
It was very romantic.
It was all right.
Okay.
I'll say my part first. Let me
Yeah,
do mine for you.
you tell your side of it.
Yeah. Let's
Yeah.
I was just like on the internet all the time. That's just what I did. Your page in particular just caught my eye because I was like, this man's married to Lady Gaga because your relationship status married to Lady Gaga because I
Yeah,
think you
what was this? This was on
on Facebook.
yeah.
Yeah, so Facebook, you were married to Lady Gaga, which I think was another page that you had made, but I didn't know at the time. I was like, oh shit, it's that serious, right? And we had a lot of mutual friends, so I was like, who is this person? Your name was just original. I wasn't sure. I was like, I don't know. This don't seem right. So I just like think I friended you. But I remember I commented about your shirt one time because I thought your shirt was cool. And then eventually we just we started talking and became friends. And shit, that was like forever ago because or like 12 years.
Was it? That was 20.
Or maybe it was
That was
11
2012.
years. Oh,
2011 or
2012.
2012.
I feel like it was at the end of 2011.
Yeah, me too.
So pretty much 10 years.
Shit.
10 years of
Yeah.
friendship, a decade of friendship.
Oh boy.
That's wild.
That's a lot. Yeah.
It is a lot. What, how was your beginnings? What was your first impressions?
My first impressions of you?
Yeah.
She's loud and she's super
Loud.
fucking ambitious. Yes, I don't give a fuck that you're loud, but that was the
I
first
was
thing that I
loud.
noticed about you. Yes, you're
What
loud.
does that mean? Loud how? Like I talk loud or
You
because
just
like
talk, yeah, like you just talk loud like that. But I mean, I'm used to that. There's nothing wrong with that, but that was the
Yeah.
first thing I noticed because you were loud. Like, it's
I
like
do
shit
be
was
loud.
loud. And I remember you being just, I mean, we're funny. So I mean, I remember we used to fucking scream that ass at people.
I miss doing that.
Yeah, it was hype. People liked it. We got some nice responses. We never got anybody that didn't like it, so
They would just look at us like they were confused.
yeah, there's nothing like just driving down like Lafayette and just seeing someone walking or jogging and just screaming, "That ass." You might get a cute little thank you or oh.
Right? And it was so iconic that we got our other friends to do it with us.
Oh
Like we put them on that ass and people. That was
yeah.
a major, it was fun. That one girl, because I was like looking through like my Facebook memories and I saw like the little like you made the little lion for the like that lady that called me an idiot and like came out on her.
Idiot.
Right, like had her whole head out the window, fucking like hair flapping everywhere.
Oh, she was so angry. She
Sounded
just
so raspy. She was so mad because I almost cut her off and I literally stopped. And she decided to call me an idiot and she
I
said I
mean,
was
you
so
stopped
gross.
like I could. I understood like she had a right to be mad, but it was just how she reacted. Like it was just like usually people would just honk their horn or the lightest thing would be the fucking bird, but she like stretched her neck out and just. I mean, I think that's where the strain from idiot came from because you just I never forget it. Like, it just sounded that raspy. It was idiot. She just like swerved the fuck out.
She was so mad, and I was like, how did you get your head like that? while driving straight. Like, are you safe, girl? Are you good?
Oh,
are we
probably
all right?
yes.
I mean, you know, people make mistakes, but at least I didn't hit you. Then I'd really be an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of idiots on the road. So today I was leaving to go get some coffee and stuff. And I'm like, you know, I'm going the route I always go. And like, I'm like at this turn to make a left on a main road, but I'm on like a side road. So it's just like a stop sign. And there's like a construction truck in front of me. And I just see that it looks like their right blinkers on. So I'm like, all right, I'm just waiting. And while I'm waiting, there's like a bunch of guys like promoting a car wash for their new business right there. Like, they were just washing the cars. There wasn't a car wash. They're just hand washing, I guess. Grown men dancing with a sign, you know, and I had seen them a few days ago. This one dude like super dancing with the sign. And so I was like, you know, whatever. They like dancing and shit. You know, a few minutes go by and I'm like, this truck isn't moving. And then I'm noticing the dudes are looking at me more. And they're actually telling me when I can fucking cross, because the truck that's in front of me has its hazards on, but I can't see the left hazard and is literally like doing shit at the stop sign. So I just sat there for no reason. They were probably like, this dumbass. But I gave them like the hand signals, like thank you and stuff. I was just bopping. So my windows were up using the AC. And I was like, you know, I don't know why they keep looking at me. I see that they're doing a car wash, but then I realized they were trying to help me. It's fine. They probably think women drivers suck anyways. So they saw me. They were fine.
Okay.
I mean, it's messed up of them to be like that, but you know, I got more of a pass. They were like, it's okay. She's just a helpless little girl. She didn't know.
Right.
I appreciated the help because I had a hard time seeing, and them cars be going like 50 to 60 miles an hour on the road I was turning on. So it was a bad time driving today.
I don't fucking miss Clarksville.
It's not fun. The traffic has gotten so bad here because so many people have moved to the city that was made for less than half of this population. The roads are not big enough. It's just bad. Like, the traffic is just bad everywhere. And I was driving from like 2 to like 5, and an hour round trip took me like 5 hours.
Shit, I believe
essentially
it.
I mean, I did go with some friends, so I was like, I'm not driving, we're chilling, we're hanging out. Their cat attacked me. Oh. Love. Yeah, she's a lovey thing, but yeah, she bit me.
Well, why'd she bite you? She don't sound loving.
She was having the zoomies. She was very hyper. You know how cats get when they get the big eyes and then they be looking all cute, but then as soon as you touch them, they want to like grab your hands and like give you little bites.
Yeah, those aren't bad.
Yeah, she did get me on one of my fingers. I was like, fuck, but it's okay. Like, it wasn't like she like pierced the skin. Just playful bites. She's so cute too. She's like a tiny little cat. I love cats. They're just tiny little demons.
No, they're not. I want a cat again. I need a cat again, man. I'm not going to talk about the previous cat because it hurts.
Previous cat?
Yes, the previous cat.
Oh, the prettiest, not creepiest?
No, previous.
Previous.
Yes, previous cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need another cat. Like, I miss it so much.
Yeah, they're pretty all right. My cat Midnight is staring at me as we talk about cats.
Yeah, he knows what's up.
Yeah, he's in the window. And then when I say something about what I don't know, he just looks at me all creepy like.
And I'm still healing from when your dog assaults me, Sapphire.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they don't assault. They are just big babies.
No, I got attacked. Don't try to sugarcoat it because we're being recorded. They attacked me.
They did not. They yes. are very affectionate, and they are getting their nails cut today.
No. No. I walked into Brittany's house, just minding my own business. You know, I spoke, I waved, and next thing I know, here comes Sapphire, this fucking gorilla of an animal, and she jumps and she leaps up onto my thigh and she gashes like a huge chunk out of my thigh. And so I'm left like bleeding and like fucking freaking out. And Brittany just hands me some fucking rubbing alcohol. Like, this is a Resident Evil video game or some shit. And I can just splotch it on there and it'll be okay. But either way, I'm just not recovering from it. I look down at my thighs and, you know, the meat's gone. But, you know, it'll heal, I guess.
Meat's gone.
Yep, the meat's gone because I had nice thick old thighs and I ain't got them no more.
Well, shit, I hope she attacks me then, because I could get some meat out these thighs.
Oh, so you want, that's how you want to lose weight? You just want your dog to just take chunks out of your body?
Might as well.
Oh.
It seemed to be working for you.
Well, that's not what I wanted, so.
I think that story was a bit exaggerated.
I don't think it was. I think it was spot on.
Well, I have plenty of other references that my dogs are sweet angels.
Okay.
I don't know if I told you about this lady on the beach that me and my sister encountered in Florida.
No, I want to hear about it.
This was a special day for us because we decided we were going to go see the sunrise. And it's so foreign to me that I kept calling it the sunset. Like, I do not get up for the sunrise. I usually go to bed, you know, around the time that the sun be rising. So we were like, we're going to get up. And it's like a 30-minute drive to the beach. So we actually got up at like 6 a.m. to get there by like 7 but before the sunrise. And it was so pretty. We got a nice little spot on the beach. You know, we were just watching it. So pretty. And then this older couple is like walking up with their little dogs. As they're walking up, there's another couple coming down with another dog. And one of the elderly couple's dogs just starts yapping and going off and just being just unruly and like comes up to us. And her husband's like, yeah, do you want to meet them? And we're like, sure, whatever. Because, I mean, their dogs are already climbing on us. And after the dog that he was walking was done with us, it continued to just bark and just be unruly to this other dog. And like, their little dog. But still, you know, whatever. It was a little aggressive. And the other dog that was a bigger dog wasn't even like fazed by it. It was just whatever. So the lady starts talking to us and she's just like, are you guys enjoying your time? And meanwhile, you know, we're trying to watch the sunrise, so we're just like, okay, like, we don't want to like conversate.
She's fucking with the vibe
for real. Like, we were just chilling. So she's talking to us and she's like, where are you guys from? And, you know, we're like, Clarksville, Tennessee. And she was like, oh, Knoxville. Oh, I know where that's at. That's cool. And I was like, that's not what we said.
Okay. But
okay. I was like, yeah, yeah, it's cool. It's like 5 hours away, but whatever. No, same difference. She's like, do you guys have dogs? And my sister's like, yeah, I got two pitties. She was like, oh my gosh, those dogs are so dangerous. Ooh. And we're just like, what? And she was like, she was like, those dogs are so bad. My sister was like, no, they're little cuddle babies. You know, like, we just love each other. They're so sweet. And then she's like, yeah, till they're not. And we're just like, what the fuck, lady? She was like, I had a friend who had a pit bull. And during a thunderstorm, her pit bull attacked her and ripped her throat out in the middle of the night. And this lady is still alive, mind you. And I'm like, well, you know, dogs get a little anxious during thunderstorms. But I'm also like, I wonder how she treated that dog. Or if this is even a real story, to be honest.
Right, you're going to say that. That's a bit. That's a reach, bitch. Like,
for real. And she was just like, be careful with that dog. And it was just so uncomfortable. It was already uncomfortable that they talked to us. They also made this comment. They were like, we're not used to other dogs, you know, being on the beach. We usually have the beach to ourselves. Because where we went, it was Crescent Beach. And there is a lot of retired people out there. And the beach that we went to, it's not like a private beach. You can go. It's open from, I think it said 5 a.m. until like 3 a.m. I don't know. It's pretty much open all day for anyone, but there's a lot of private houses down there, so it's the least crowded. So I assume they do have it to themselves a lot, because every time I go to visit, there's not a lot of people there. But I'm like, you don't have the right to tell us that our dogs are demons when your dog literally is being aggressive right off the jump to another dog. Just because it's little don't mean it ain't aggressive.
I'm telling you, they're the fucking worst. I got attacked by a little dog when I was working at Amazon.
I don't know, some of them can just be crazy. I know it's a joke to say like Chihuahuas are a mean breed, but little dogs can be just as vicious. My grandma had some Shih Tzus and her one like was so mean. Like, I would be scared to touch the dog because she's bit me before. Like, she was just a grumpy old lady at that point. So I'm like, no. And like, my little Pomeranian that we had, she hated the other dogs. Like, she was always nipping at them and shit, and they just wanted to play. And I'm like, for being pit bulls, they didn't tear her to shreds. They're around cats. Like, dogs are around cats and everything. And I'm like, they are not. No. Like, I've never actually had someone in person be like, oh, pit bulls. Wow.
Well, sorry to cut you off. Other than that crazy ass girl, did you happen to come across any beach cats while you were at the beach?
Beach cats?
Yeah, beach cats. Did you see any?
I don't think I saw any beach cats.
Oh my God.
Is that just cats that be on living on the beach?
Yeah, man. When I was in Fort Walton, I used to go to the beach and sometimes on Okaloosa Island, like pretty much along the Emerald Coast, honestly, but I mainly seen them on Okaloosa Island and Fort Walton Beach area. But there were beach cats and they used to hang out by the piers and they were just wild cats, just stray cats. And they were also chunky because they ate from whatever was given to them, I guess, at the harbor because there were restaurants and bars and shit. So they were just chilling. Like, that would be the best life to live if you were like just any animal, I feel like. I mean, shit, if you want to be a stray animal, just go live on the coast. You'll be straight.
Yeah.
You got the beach, you got free food, you got people that like you and you're fat. I mean, all those cats were really fat. Like, that was so weird. But it was like, it was a vibe because it was chill. Like they were just posted up.
Because so many people go to the beach. I'm sure a lot of people gave them food too. That go to the beach in general. I went to a gas station and seen like cats that chill at certain gas stations where they get fed. And I fed some of those cats before. You know, I seen them and just got them a little bit of food.
Oh man, but it's so weird how they just get so round and just...
Yeah.
A stray cat can get pretty hefty.
Yeah, because they'll eat pretty much anything because they have more of a survival. You know, like they're like, I have to eat this food now. I feel like cats that kind of start out as around the house cat, they don't worry about when their next meal's going to be. So they probably don't scarf it as quick as like a stray.
Yeah, probably not.
I love cats though. They're just so sweet.
They're number one for me.
Yeah, I love dogs. They're very neat. Why did you have to boom?
I used to have a dog. You remember Zeus?
I do remember Zeus.
That was my only dog. I loved him. Well, I had General, but Zeus was different. I don't remember General really because I was a kid, even though he grew up with me until someone poisoned him. And then we got another Rottweiler, which was Zeus. And then, yeah, that was my baby.
Rottweilers are so pretty.
Oh, man, they're such great dogs. He was just so lovable and just so great. I honestly wish we would have treated him a little bit better. I mean, we had it really nice setup in the back deck for him and everything. Mm-hmm. Like he was never cold, he was never too hot. You know, we changed it out seasonal for him. I just wish we would have did him a little bit better, but he was happy. You can't say he was miserable or he wasn't given attention or anything.
Yeah, I had my Siberian Husky growing up. She was cool. Like I had her since I was like 2, but when my mom passed, she got like super, super depressed and she refused to come in the house for a while. She was an outside dog for a while because she just couldn't be in the house. And then when she started getting a bit older, kind of a little bit more sickly, I like forced her in the house. I was like, you have to be in the house because we have to be able to watch you. Like, it's more comfortable in here. Because I hated having her outside because I'm like, she never was like that. But after she passed, I guess that must have been like who she kind of clinged to more because she just did not want to be in the house. We just had to let her be out. It got to the point where we'd have her in and she would just whine at the door, just sit at the back door, like wouldn't want to do anything but just be at the back door.
I wonder why.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I know that dogs, they get really attached. They feel grief really bad. It's sad.
It is.
I don't know how cats are.
What do you mean?
I just don't know how they grieve, if they're like that too.
Sure. My other cat, I keep calling him other cat. I'll just say his name, Oliver. Oliver, he never was sad. I never seen him sad.
Yeah, I wonder if they get sad. Because the only emotions I can tell my cat are is either pissed or happy.
Thank you. Like no in between. That's it. Or, you know, of course, like sleepy or some shit. But and they let you know when they're hungry. But
for real. What gets me, the two that get so angry the most about not having food, like the smallest ones are the ones that are always like food, food, food. And they're the first ones to the bowls. They always want the food. And it's not like the food runs out. They are always the ones whining about the food. And like, heaven forbid they see the bottom of the bowl. As soon as
it's
they
the end
see,
of the world.
For real, they see the bottom of that bowl and they're like, oh no, the food is done.
Yeah.
I can't have this anymore. I used to really make them mad because I would, I have 5 cats now, but when I had 4 cats, I would just like take 2 bowls and dump them in the other bowls. So it would just make a bigger bowl. And they would just look at me like, what the fuck? You think that we're stupid? And I'm like, I bet you're going to eat that if you want more food. Because I'd get mad and they'd be making messes and stuff. They'd be sitting all dainty like, but they'd be making a mess of their food. They got food like just coming out of their mouth, just crackling. I have to vacuum up their little food area at least once a week. That's even a push. Like, they're just little messy animals and they're so tiny. They just be causing the most havoc. Yesterday, I was talking to a friend and we're just like standing and 2 of my cats are like having a war or something. And they just are running to the back. But as they're running, they go around me and go in between her feet and then into the hallway. And I'm like, what the fuck? Just out of nowhere. How can they even do that?
It's black magic.
For real. And it was both my black cats. Yeah, that was crazy. I was like, what the heck? Because I swear, like the other night, I had taken my dogs out and I had Sapphire coming towards me and she ran into me. Like, I was like, what the hell? I was like, are you good? Like, she didn't see me. I was like, oh my gosh. These animals, they're funny. You should get a cat just for all the funny times.
Most definitely, because I have hilarious pictures of Oliver. I want different pictures of different pets, of funny pets.
Yeah, they're so fun to take pictures of. I have a Instagram page for Midnight, but I haven't posted in so long, and I'm thinking about trying to get back into it just because I'm like, he's adorable. My other ones are really cute too. I just feel like Midnight just has that charm because he's a little fluffy black cat and he's a dick, so he just got this face. There's just something about him. He's wild. He would be the type to have a social, I feel like. He thinks he's a king. That's how he thinks. Thinks he's king of the house. And he's, you know, he's so tiny.
He's got to prove his dominance.
I guess. He's got a small complex. That's how I look. That's what I think. It's getting close to time, so we will take a break.
Welcome back to the podcast. Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, it was very fancy.
Yeah, that's how we're bringing it back. So
okay.
Yeah, I did drunk some water. I feel a lot better. I felt like I was a lot dry before, but you know, I'm a little wet and I'm slippery and ready to go. So
you wet your whistle?
Yep. All about it.
I'm dead. Nice. I got some water too. I have some water here with me. I have one in the freezer getting cold, and I have like 6 half empty water bottles on my nightstand. So I will never run out of water.
No, you won't.
I have a problem.
Yeah, you need to finish those half empty bottles.
You know, I can see the condensation in them, so I'm probably just gonna not. Mm. I'll probably give them to my cat.
Mm, even more different.
Reuse. I don't want to waste it. It's all purified. And they like purified water. They prefer it.
There ain't nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. It's healthy.
It is. And speaking of healthy, I want to start getting into another topic for the podcast today. I want to talk about confidence.
Confidence.
Yeah. Pretty much how to get confidence and I don't know, just how to build it, really.
Okay, yes, well, enlighten us.
Okay. Well, you know, I just feel like there's just a lot going on. You know, with the country opening back up and yada, 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 it can be a bit stressful.
Yeah.
And also returning to, I guess, a normal speed of everything, walking around with that kind of paranoia or fear, depending on whoever you are. But, you know, just there's just some days where you feel really low. Some days you don't feel like you have confidence, and I know that I've have those days, and I definitely have felt like that on and off for the past couple weeks now. Yeah, it's one of those things that you definitely need to have in order to kind of go throughout the day, you know, like just kind of feel good about yourself, you know. Shit, Brittany, like what are some ways that you make yourself feel better about yourself?
It's a complicated situation because this year's just been kind of hard on me, but I guess a lot of times when people compliment me, that really helps a lot. Because I was thinking about it the other day at work, yesterday actually, I said some pretty positive things, which is rare for me, but I had went to work and I had wore a dress. And I just wanted to wear a dress. I wasn't feeling great. So I was like, well, I'll just look great. Or at least try to look great. And I didn't like do my makeup or anything. I just kind of, you know, just wore my dress, was just chilling. And, you know, like a few people gave me compliments. Everyone at work was like, you look so great. I love your dress, you know, just like acknowledging me. And I was just thinking about it. I was like, not that I need everybody's acknowledgement or like compliments, but just like even just complimenting people, it just makes you feel better and it makes them feel better sometimes. You don't ever realize how your compliments go with other people, I feel like. Like a lot of times if I see someone's nails that I like, I'm like, hey, I like your nails. Cause I know one, they're a bitch to work with. And two, they're not cheap. So just little things, acknowledging things with people, like because of the type of job I work in clothing and retail and stuff. I see people come in with really cool fits and I'm like, I compliment them often, as well as I get compliments on like the stuff I wear or whatever. And it just makes you feel good to interact with other people, I feel like. So I try to do that a lot. Like that's kind of why I like customer service, is because I like the interaction with people, because it does make me feel better, especially when people just acknowledge little things. Like it's just, it means a lot to people. Personally, myself, like I guess to try to make myself feel better, sometimes I'll like try to wear makeup. Not that I think I need it, but like sometimes it just makes me feel good. to put on makeup. Like, I'm like, okay, you know, I did something today. Like, I feel a little productive. I didn't just get up, take a shower, and just run out the door. Like, I actually tried to get ready and just, like, trying to wear things that just express myself and things that I like. Because then, I don't know, I'm just, like, I'm happy because I'm wearing something I like. If I wear a band tee for a shirt I like, or, like, a few, like, bands that I really like have dropped new albums this year, and I'm, like, I've been getting their new merch and stuff, just their t-shirts and wearing them, and hopefully someone asks me about it, and I could tell them about this good music, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, just little things. I also like to paint my nails. I'm really big into, like, painting my nails, because I would get them done all the time, but it's just a lot sometimes to have claws and be able to do everything you want to do. Like, makeup gets up underneath them, so you got to wash them after you do your makeup. Heaven forbid one of my balls come off my piercing, and then I'm, like, stuck doing it. But painting my nails, it's just, like, I can just do it. I can touch it up whenever, so it gives me something to do, and it's just cute.
Pretty much like your makeup, you know, I feel that way about my hair. So definitely days whenever my hair is dry, I'm just like, I feel like I look homeless. I need to go wash my hair and get it looking more lively again. For those of you who don't know, I'm Caribbean African American mix. So my hair is very curly and thick. And when I was younger, my hair was down to the center of my back, and I always kept it in braids. So I never wore it down except for one time. I'm not going to get into that story. that's definitely a funny story to tell later. But never wore it down. And so now that I'm older, I'm taller, I have a thicker beard, and I look more like a man than a chubby little girl.
Oh my gosh.
I think long hair on me looks pretty great. Like, my hair right now, it's to my shoulder. Well, when it's not shrink. Like, the shrinkage on it isn't too bad. Like, yeah, if I pull it down, it's to my shoulder, a little bit past. Yeah, I don't know how to braid my hair, but I know that would definitely make me feel better, because those are definitely protective styles to put in your hair for people who have thicker, more coarser hair. Let me think. I'm trying to think of what else makes me feel better. Here, I started realizing dancing randomly again. Like, I used to do that a lot when I was in high school. I'm serious. Like, you just blast some music in your house and just vibe to yourself. I'm so serious. Like, just dance. Like, I don't know what it is about it. Like, I think it's probably the Caribbean in me. But I don't know. I just like dancing to, like, anything. It doesn't even matter. And I've been listening to a lot of throwback music, too. It's like a lot of, like, R&B or, like, early, like, 2000s music. There's a lot of bops back then. Like, really surprised.
Honestly, that's really, I feel like, been the vibe for 2021. Because, as I said, I work in, like, retail and clothing, and a lot of the 90s is, like, coming back, like, style-wise. And as well as a lot of that music, we're playing a lot more earlier, like, 2000s, 90s playlists. And it is a bop. Like, there's songs I'm like, ooh, it's my jam, and it's been forever since I've heard it. But I'm just like, yes. Because, you know, there's some times where you're just like, you got to do the throwbacks. You just got to listen to some throwbacks, you know, dance a little bit and feel yourself. Like, I completely get that, because I'm the same way. I like to sing because I have no rhythm, but I definitely like to sing. So I relate to that hard, because there's sometimes I'm just in the house vibing. I can't really do that with everyone because I don't have no rhythm and I sing okay. So I try to do that in private, but it's still, vibing with yourself is great.
It really is. I can't even think of, like, what are some other things that I do to make myself feel good. Oh, I know what's going to make me feel great is if I end up really going on this vacation trip to Florida, trying to go back to Fort Walton Beach or the Destin area, just a vacation for a little bit. And question, while we're talking about things that make us feel better, Brittany, is it going to make you feel any better when everything opens back up? Like, are you going to go, like, to any of the concerts or anywhere out, like, bars or clubs or anything? You going to go party?
Oh, hell yeah. Clubbing and like bars have never been like my scene, really, but like concerts, music festivals, for sure. Like, I miss that. I am like a big fan of this band Water Parks, and it's so funny because, like, I don't know, all my coworkers know, and I have another coworker who loves Water Parks too, so we just be fangirling. But anyways, their new album is coming out on the 21st of May, and I was looking at their Instagram, and they're having like a live tour that you could purchase for like $15. Like, it's like, or it's like a live concert that you can like watch live, or you can watch it till like the 7th. And I'm thinking about getting the ticket, because I'm like, I miss live, like, I miss that. Like, I know the experience isn't going to be as good, but I'm like, as soon as they start touring, or as soon as, like we talked about it last episode, like, Able touring, or no, We did talk about. I feel like we talked about that. I don't know. I know we had to record it like three different times.
Yeah, but... it was probably one of our lost footages, but you know, that's liar.
But yeah, like Drake, all that. Like, I'm like, so much good music has come out in like 2020 and 2021 that I'm like, I'm ready for some concert.
I am Megan Thee Stallion live.
That would be some wild. That would be wild.
I need a girl like her in my life. I'm so serious. It's the confidence. Confidence. Yeah. There we go. Back on it. Yo, I'm serious. It is her confidence. That's what gets me, man. Like, I love me a strong, especially a dark-skinned motherfucking woman. Like, just something about her stature and just her presence. And she has a strong personality. And she's really smart. She knows how to present herself. And yeah, she's all about hoeing and that's her brand and shit. But my thing is this, is she stands true in it. And she's the boss bitch about it. You know, like, the lyrics to her rap, I highly respect her as a rap artist. Like, her flow is so sick. Her freestyles, I can't even fucking, I've never heard anything like it. Like, I love it. Like, she's just so that bitch. Like, and I know she's an entertainer. And to see her live, I wouldn't know what to do. I would not know what to do. I'm serious. Ah, man, if I ever met that woman, I oh, boy, I don't know. I wouldn't even know what to do. That's a lot of woman. I like that shit, dude. She's fucking bad, man. Megan Thee Stallion is beautiful.
She is beautiful. Maybe she'll hear our podcast.
Oh, girl, if you're listening, please. Oh, man, if I get this body right, I promise you. Like, she has a boyfriend. I ain't gonna lie. That shit made me so mad. But you know what? She's happy. That's all that matters. He seemed like he a real funny dude. They seem like they have a real... fucking great time, and I'm not a part of it, so it's even more of a great time. So
it's more of a great time because you're not a part of it.
Yeah, because you know, I'm sure they got their thing. You know, they got money. I'm broke. Look, I can go to fucking over here and try to hype myself up. Shit, it is what it is.
It's not always about money, though.
No, it's not. And she don't seem like she's that type of girl anyway. So yeah. Like. Really? She got her a real nice dude. I'm happy for her.
Well, that's good.
Hell yeah. But fuck, who else would you like to see in concert?
A Day to Remember, for sure. They just had a new album, too. Let's see. Who else? I really, really like Justin Bieber, but I don't know that I would go to a concert over, like, the other ones.
Justin Bieber.
Ugh, stop.
Ugh, no.
I love Justin Bieber. I am a believer.
You knock that off right now.
My sister had one of his like world albums, like New World, and she was like, I don't really want it. And I was like, I'll take it. And like sometimes he'd be playing when I'm at work and I'm like, ooh, this is my jam. Like every time. Tensions and Yummy. Oh man. I love him when he's like, ooh, you got that? Or that girl, you got that yummy yum, that yummy yum. I love
you
that.
You better sit that down. No.
I love it. I'm like, go off, Justin. Go off.
You know what? Stand true in your fandom. Somebody has to, because Justin Bieber he ain't it for me.
Yeah. Oh, I will say I would love to see Cruella in concert again.
Hell yeah, I know who Cruella is.
Yes, I didn't really know much about them. Like, I had heard Alive, but I really didn't know it was even them. And I went with Charles, actually, and we went to see them live. And it was one of the best concerts I had ever been to. Like, the DJs before them were just, you know, whatever. Like, they were local DJs, and I appreciate that for what it is. But, you know, they came out, and they just slayed. And they're sisters, and they do everything. It's just... it's funny to like see an artist that you don't know much about and just fall in love. Immediately afterwards, I was like downloading all their stuff. Like I was like, oh, it's OV. I'm following them. And their music's only gotten better. So I'm like, they tour. I'm going. Like, I don't care. And like, because it's EDM, I feel like it's a smaller scene. So the tickets probably aren't going to be as pricier as some of the other ones, but you never know. I'm ready to go see them. Either way, I don't care. I'll pay to see them.
I was going to say, I don't know. With everything opening back up, an EDM concert or tour, I'm sure those fucking tickets might be pricey right now.
Yeah. I really want to go to EDC, like the Electric Carnival. They've been doing it recently in Vegas. And I don't know if they probably haven't done it in 2020. To go to that would be so amazing. I just, oh my gosh, that would be such an experience.
It sounds like it. I always wanted to go to Burning Man.
Yeah, like any of them would be really cool just to experience.
Oh, hell yeah.
It just, the like thought of like camping and like stuff, like I'm like, it's gonna be so hot. Like, I hope there's running water. I'm a baby. I'm like, I can't be stinky for 3 days. I just can't. Mm-hmm. I need at least like a little sponge shower or something. I don't know.
Should take a little river bath or some shit.
Right. Find me a little bird bath. See what I can do there. That would be so fun though. I don't know. I wish they still did Warped Tour because I never actually went to one. And I'm like, I just want to go, just to go. I don't know. I just love music. So I'm like, I'm for sure going to try to go to a concert as soon as I can.
Me too. I really want to go to a concert because I still haven't gone. And I really hate that I missed out on one of the only other concerts that I desperately wanted to go to when I was younger was Lady Gaga's, was it the Monster Ball or the Fame Tour? It was the Monster Ball. Can't even remember that shit anymore, man. Wow. But either way, I wanted to go to that just because I had seen it online and so many videos and just everything. I have a whole book, actually, given to me by one of my best friends. She gave it to me for my birthday. It was like a whole photography book of that tour, like that era and everything. And it's nothing but like every page, just high definition photos from that. And it's just, oh, it's so beautiful. It's great, man. I'll never get rid of that book. That's a great book. But yeah, I would definitely go.
Yeah, I miss that Lady Gaga.
Me too. I'm just, man, like, I really hope. I haven't been listening to her at all. Like, I haven't been since her country era. Yeah. Listen, she lost me.
I did like Rain On Me that she did with Ariana Grande.
Yeah. It was like, good. Yeah, that was nice. But, you know, I don't know. Like, if she brought back, like, another gothic pop era, like, that would be phenomenal.
That would be great. That. I'm like, hell, the world needs that right now. I'm like, Gaga, please. We need you.
Yes, bring back some pop shit, like, please. Like, please get back with it.
For real. Like, she dropped Art Pop, and that was just so good. That was like the last one. I was like, oh, it was great.
Yeah,
I miss it. Honestly, I would see Ariana Grande live. I really like her too.
You think she'd be good live?
I feel like it. I haven't heard a lot of her new album. I probably should. But, like, I really, really like her music. Like, I don't know. I just, a lot of her music is just so catchy and just, I just vibe with it.
Yeah, Ariana Grande is a pretty good artist, really. Like, I remember her from Nickelodeon shit. I fell in love with her then. Her voice was definitely more, she was younger then, so it was definitely more richer. Not to say that it's bad now, but you can tell the difference from younger voice to her now.
Right. I know. Victorious. It's so crazy to think that was her, because it was, but like, it's just so funny. Like, that's Ariana Grande. That's her.
Right. I was trying so hard to unsee her from that show, but she's grown from it. Like, I don't even fucking think about that shit anymore.
She really has. Like, that's why I feel like it's so hard to believe it's her, because she's so just different now. Like, in a good way, though.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I think more Nickelodeon stars actually do better, it seems like, career-wise versus Disney stars.
That is so funny. And you know what makes that even more funnier? The fact that, like, people keep trying to cancel, like, Disney movies and stuff. And then it's like, wow, your Disney stars, they going through it too, huh?
Yeah, they really are. Like, Disney stars are just... I don't know, there's a lot of traumatic shit, I guess, that happens on their sets. I mean, no lie, Nickelodeon has their dark history, of course, but I don't know, it just seems like the kids over there turn out a little bit more sane. I mean, like, Disney has Raven Simone. I mean, she's good. Yeah. Raven's Home is so fucking funny. So good. If anyone has Disney Plus, definitely check that out. Like, it's very good. I'm glad that they came back with that.
Oh, Raven's house or something?
Yeah, it's where she has her kids. Her and Chelsea, they live in an apartment together with their children. Oh, it's so good. It is so good.
I'll have to watch it. Because I watched a fuck ton of That So Raven.
Yes, and the thing I love about it is it's something that, like you said, you've watched the show, so you can easily jump into that. Like, not that, like, if you've never seen That So Raven, you can't watch it, but it has so many, like, just familiar little jokes and just little scenes. Like, they bring back some people, and it's just, I don't know, it's just really a warm, funny, great show. Like, it's a good time. It's a vibe. I fuck with it.
I will definitely check it out, because I have Disney Plus. Because I grew up on Disney, so I, like, I was one of those people that when it dropped, I was like, yes. But I'm even getting excited that certain apps have, you know, like you were saying, Paramount has Nickelodeon and HBO has Cartoon Network. It's just, I don't know, it's just so nostalgic. And I think it's cool to see it growing up because we could see more of, you know, like the references they make, whether they're like adult humor or even like references from other shows that went over our heads, stuff like
yes.
that.
Yes, like I'm not going to lie. Right now I'm watching Jimmy Neutron. I'm on season one. And let me tell you, this fucking shit had me dead. Fucking, it was the episode where, did you used to watch Jimmy Neutron?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so do you remember the episode where, it's the episode where he brings back Albert Einstein because he had got into it with Cindy in school about, I guess something about electricity or something. I can't remember. It was something. But basically, he brought Thomas Edison back from the dead to prove her wrong. And there was a scene where they were at the candy shop. And I guess Miss Fowl was there, their teacher. And as soon as she walks in, he says, "Well, whoa, mama, check out the yams on that one." I'm like, not yams on Miss Fowl, bitch. Like, what? She got yams? Like, nah, bro.
She got yams?
She ain't got no yams. That's what was even more funny. She looked like a fucking cinnamon roll. Hell. She ain't got
shit. That's hilarious.
Man, it's shit like that. And then even like, which one is it? Paramount. Oh, man. I'm so surprised. Like, I knew it was going to take them forever to do, but I'm really surprised that Nickelodeon is allowing SpongeBob to be streamable with all their seasons on it. Like, I'm not going to lie. I would love to catch up on SpongeBob.
Yeah. I love SpongeBob. I watched so much SpongeBob back in the day. I'm like, man, I miss SpongeBob. That used to be the thing. It is. Like, it's just, I don't know. I love SpongeBob. It's so great. Did you watch Death Note?
I did watch Death Note, but I didn't finish Death Note. I want to say I was close to the end. I just got really tired of the back and forth, so I gave up on it.
Yeah, it gets really, like, I feel like it just gets kind of political at the end. It just kind of, it's hard. But I mean, I love it. It's one of my favorite animes. I bring it up because I saw a meme, like, yesterday, and it was like, just realized that SpongeBob and Light Yagami have the same outfit, and now I can't unsee it. And like, SpongeBob wears like that white shirt with a red tie, and Light has a white shirt with a red tie, but he has like a brown jacket where SpongeBob has brown pants. But it is pretty similar, like they're the same color scheme.
I almost feel like I can't unsee it now, but it's, how would you even compare?
It's so funny the things that people come up with. It's just hilarious. I love Death Note, though.
It was a good anime. It was.
Yep.
Shit, speaking of animes, I can't even think of... Oh, wait, we talked about animes before. We're not talking about animes.
Well, we didn't... We talked about it on our second time.
Oh, on the Lost Footage one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're going to call them. But we're on the Lost Files.
Yeah, they're in the Lost File.
Yeah, okay. Well, then, okay, we'll talk about anime then.
Oh, the Lost Files.
Shit, what anime was I last watching? The last anime I watched was Attack on Titan.
Oh, and yeah.
I haven't finished it. I'm on season 3. I think I watched probably 3 episodes into it, but okay. I need to definitely catch up on that. Attack on Titan is so good.
Yeah, I have not started the new season yet, but I should definitely watch it. We should watch it and then talk about it.
Let's do that.
That'd be cool.
Let's talk about other shows too, definitely later. Like, I would really love for you to watch Legendary. Like, I know this is off topic, but I would love for you to really sit down and watch that, because that shit has me hyped right now.
We'll definitely do that. I think on that note, we'll take another break.
So we are back. Yeah.
Yeah, we vibing.
Yep. That's so stupid. And it's just like, it's dead ass silent. Like, yep. Yep, y'all vibing all
right. Right? No audience claps.
I'm telling you.
Tough crowd. Oh, man.
It's okay. So, Brittany, What are some of your goals you would like to have accomplished by the end of this year?
This year.
Yeah, this year. We're not talking about the future, because that doesn't
Okay.
exist yet.
Wow, I haven't really thought of my goals too much. I definitely want to continue with this. I really think that even just seeing the initial responses from people, even though, a lot of them are like friends and family. I don't know, it just warms my heart that so many people have already like followed the podcast and like want to listen and are interested in it. The support has just been great. And I'd love, like that support get even further with other people just by getting, our stuff out there. I really want to try to get like, a set logo for us so that way we can get out like buttons and stickers to promote so we can make our podcast just a little bit more well known. Also like to try to save up for like a PC because I think it would be fun to stream Animal Crossing or Sims or even GTA because I'm pretty okay at GTA. Animal Crossing for sure. Even just trying to make videos for Animal Crossing, I'd like to get into that. I kind of want to do makeup stuff. I just don't know if I'm ready for that part. But those are like my main goals I could say right now. And just like overall improve my health too. I want to try to like get on some kind of exercise routine, try to eat a bit better, not necessarily diet, but just change my habits into better habits that will just kind of benefit me and maybe try to wean myself off of coffee because I love coffee, but it's just I need to find a healthier way to consume coffee, I think, too. And those are like my goals health-wise.
I got you.
What about you?
For me, maybe I definitely say health-wise for me, definitely weight. I have put on some unnecessary weight. I call it quarantine weight, honestly. Even though I wasn't quarantined too much, I'm just saying. Definitely like a lack of motivation from last year up until now. But I'm hanging in there. And definitely by the end of the year, I have improved on that, better mood. Overall, just in general, and when it comes to mental health, I want to pick up on meditating more, which I have. I've been doing it a lot more this past week, so I just want to make sure I can keep strong and continuing in doing that because it just, oh God, it helps me so much. You don't understand.
Right.
So it's just nice to actually do it and just take 10 minutes because the first 2 days I started off doing 10 minutes, and I just forced myself to do 20 minutes at least a day. And it just feels so good. And I feel a lot more in control of my reactions to things and stuff now. So that's great.
That is really great. I need to do that myself.
It's very beneficial. Just whenever you get the chance. Do you still use Headspace?
Yeah, I didn't renew my subscription this year only because I was balling on a budget, but I still have it. I still have it downloaded so I can do like if I ever need like the guided stuff. I can kind of almost guide myself in my own mind now.
That's good. That's good. I want to
Yeah.
get back to it as well. I've been using it to help me. I don't have the membership. And also, if you're listening, Headspace. Yeah, if you're listening, please let us let's get some sponsorship, please. Please.
Right, we
Yeah,
love you.
honestly, I mean, because like honestly, I think meditation needs to be enforced. I think especially at younger ages. Like I remember reading an article that this one school was doing it as like a disciplinary action for kids to do. Like so, I guess if they like were got in trouble, instead of like putting them in detention or making them just sit in the corner or some shit, they make them meditate and it overall improved their mood and like they were like better and well behaved by the end of the year. And it just helps. It helps. Like it really helps. Like people need to understand. Like your brain is a muscle. As well, you need to train it to react to things better and control your emotions and just overall just think better and just it's great. Like it's great to keep a healthy mind because that's what keeps your entire body going. You gotta have the great mindset for it.
You told me about the Headspace app, and that's when I kind of learned how to meditate, and I loved it. And when I was thinking about it, when I was in college, I had this speech class, and the dude that was my speech teacher, he was so cool. And he kind of seemed just like an older, I don't want to say hippie, but like kind of hippie or like Buddhist, kind of. I don't know, like just very like spiritual. And like, he actually took us through a guided meditation before all of our speeches. And I didn't actually realize it. It was like his breathing technique. And we would breathe and basically release tension up through our body. And he would guide us to it. And it made us just more relaxed. It was like his breathing relaxed technique, basically, for us. And essentially, it was just meditating before we gave speeches. And it helped a lot because I get really bad social anxiety, especially with stuff like that. And I just think that's really neat, just how it worked. It's like you can feel the words in your body. I don't know. It's just so weird. It's a really weird feeling, but in a good way.
In a great way.
It's just so healing. And I always forget to do it. And it literally, you can literally meditate in like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It's so important to take that time to like just breathe and be to yourself and let things go. I don't understand why it's so hard sometimes for me to even think about putting the time away for that, because I need to.
That's what it was for me. Like I just, and that's what I was so upset with myself about, because it's just like, I can be sitting on the couch and I can't find anything to watch, or I don't have any errands to run for the rest of the day, or I don't want to play any video games. And I'm just like, what the hell can I do? And just the idea of me just sitting there meditating, I don't know why it was such a drag for me, but because I used to do it so much. But that's what I mean. Like, I just felt like I had lost lack of motivation throughout the year. And meditating definitely has got my mind back on trying to be more positive and shit. And I'm starting to, you just have better control of your thinking process. Like, it's great. Like, it's, I need to stop saying great. I fucking hate that word.
Great.
Just to throw a little negative to it.
Why don't you like great?
I don't want to get into it because then it goes into other things.
Are you serious?
Yes, it really does.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny because I have like the opposite experience with great.
You like that word?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's okay.
I don't know. I just, when someone's like, I'm great, you know, like if they actually mean it, it's great. But if you're like in a BoJack mindset, then maybe not. I don't know if you've seen BoJack, but that is one of my favorite shows.
I can never get into it.
I love it. It's just, it's so relatable. I think people don't sometimes want to like watch that kind of stuff because it gets heavy. It just gets so heavy, and they're literally just animated people, but it gets heavy, like a sitcom, almost like they're real people, but they're like not, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
It's just so good. And I know my BoJack lovers out there, they know what I'm talking about. They know what it is.
Lovers.
I'm in like a BoJack page on Facebook, like a group where they share like BoJack memes. They share their tattoos, their paintings. Like, it is so beautiful. I'm actually looking at my BoJack pop. Yeah, BoJack is my life.
Do you have a BoJack painting? Did you ever do one?
No, I want to. I have a pop. I have like the pops. My friend let me buy them off her. So I have all the pops for BoJack. I do want to do a painting, though. That might be my next painting. I think that'd be cool to do a little BoJack Horseman painting. I want to do it in like the little trippy, like vaporwave aesthetic that people kind of put him in. I think that would be cool.
I love that so much.
Yeah, and then I want to write some depressing quote from the show.
Oh boy! Well, way to turn it out.
Well, maybe I'll do something a little like positive. We'll see what happens.
Whatever you vibe with. You're the artist. Whatever you want to portray in the picture. Whatever, it's going to be good because really, like, your work is really good. Like, I want to get into painting myself. It's just, I don't have the money.
Yeah. Well, we should do a painting thing one day. Do, like, a paint party.
I would be so happy, Brittany, you understand. I'd be giddy about that shit.
Oh, yeah. We can definitely do that. We could do like a little paint session, and then if you want, we could even do like a live paint session.
Who do you think will want to watch us paint anything?
I don't know, but like we could go live on our Facebook and paint. Let us know. You want to watch us paint? I know we're not on Apple Podcast yet, but if you would let us know if you want to see us paint, I think it'd be cool.
Can we drink?
Yeah, painting and drinking. That's like a lot of people do that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we can drink and paint. We could take shots and paint. We can... I don't know. Yeah, let's do that.
We're about it. We out here.
We are here. We doing this. Yeah, I am so excited because I love painting, and sometimes I don't make the time to do it, but it's just so refreshing. But it does kind of cost money to start up. But I already have paints and shit, so you know. Mm-hmm. I got canvases. I got shit to actually paint.
I just like the idea of messing with colors. Like, that's also kind of why I do my photography. Like, whenever I edit my photos on my phone, I use Lightroom to edit my photos on my phone, but I mean, they still look professional. They still look really good. I need to send you some. I'll send you some later. I haven't uploaded any pictures on social media in over... I'm lying. I have uploaded pictures, but we're not going to talk about those pictures. We're going to talk about the ones for family and friends.
So we're not talking about Twitter.
Yeah, we ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about that OnlyFans life. Non-bullshit.
You got an OnlyFans.
I thought about it. Shit, I really fucking did. I asked, but yeah, we're not getting into that anyway.
Okay.
What were you guys talking about? You made me forget what I was talking about.
Your pictures you've been taking?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been away from social media, so no one's seen my work. Like, even, I gotta go back on Facebook, honestly, and go back to my photography page and take all those pictures off, because, yeah, I don't want to lose any of that work.
Yeah.
I don't know why I brought that up. Either way. Yeah, I want to do painting more and mess with more colors outside of just photography colors and shit.
It's fun. I feel like you'd like watercolors.
I like watercolors and I like the acrylic pours, but I know acrylic pours are fucking, those are costly. That's such a fucking huge waste of paint.
Acrylic pours.
Have you ever seen acrylic pours?
No. I mean, I use acrylic paint, but no.
It's where they take acrylic paint and they put it in, like, they pour it into, like, anything, like a jar or something. Like, it's really specific. And then they pour it out. Yeah, they pour it out into the canvas and, like, all the colors and stuff spread out loud. And so you, like, flip it and turn it and you can mix different other colors and pour it over it. And it just ends up looking really abstract and colorful and trippy. Like, it's really cool.
Yeah, those are cool. And I think you can do that somewhere in Nashville or something. I don't know.
That sounds great. Wait, fuck that word.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, we're gonna go with that. That sounds
I'll have wonderful. To see. I could probably make my own acrylic pours because I've done where like I've watered down some paint to be able to make a drippy effect on one of my paintings.
That sounds wait, are you I can't think of it.
The lips painting?
Yes, that's what it is. Thank you. I was like, I know there's something there. I know that I have the drippy image in my head, but I couldn't think of like what was dripping around it.
I have three of those paintings because me, my sister, and Daryl, we all decided to like do this painting together. And Daryl was just getting a little frustrated because this painting took a lot. Like it was a lot. It didn't seem like a lot, but we had to do so much that it had to constantly dry and then do it. It was like a 45-minute video that we did in like 6 hours. So I ended up doing two paintings and my sister did hers. And then this one girl was interested in buying one and I wanted to keep my originals. So I did another painting of it and she never came through. So I'm like, oh, God. Yeah. So I'm like, I have one in here in the room that I'm in. I have one in my living room and I have one in the other room. Like they're just everywhere. It's got rainbow lips.
How much do you want for it?
Probably just like 25.
I got you.
You want some lips?
You know it. Shit.
Little rainbow lips. They're cool. I don't know. I like them. I just think they look cool.
I just want a piece of artwork from you. Like, I used to collect friends' artwork. I still have artwork from that I used to hang on my wall from, like, high school from friends that have given shit to me. Like, I have Kayla's shit that she's given for me. Oh, my God. What was it? Mariah. She's giving me some stuff. Omar. Just a bunch of random shit. Like all art shit. Like, I have all that stuff.
It's kind of crazy because I never really pictured myself as an artist. Like, I've always tried to draw, and I've just failed miserable, and all my friends are artists. Most of my friends can draw, and I just like growing up around them, I'm like, oh, I wish I could. And now I can paint, and I'm like, well, shit, I can't really draw well, but I can paint.
There you go. And honestly, I think that that's a lot better than drawing because paint is such a tricky like material to work with. It's you gotta be kind of patient with it because you know there's also like you said that drawing process and shit.
But it's so forgiving when you paint a lot of times, especially with acrylic, because yeah. You can always just go over it, let it dry, and go over it. But it can still get a little irritating. Like when I was doing the Winnie the Pooh. I was like, it was such a simple painting, but one of the hardest because I not only am freehanding it, but I'm trying to make sure that I'm not going outside the lines. I'm trying to make sure all my colors look bold. Where I mess up, I'm like trying to cover that up, trying to outline black on a yellow bear. It's just a lot. And your hands, like my hands are shaky. So it's just takes so much precision work and tricks. And you have to just kind of learn your own techniques as you go. I love painting.
Shit, I can't wait to get into it myself.
Yep. But it's getting to that point where I think we should go ahead and end off with our good vibes for this week.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have any? It's like you drifted off into fucking space.
Right? I'm trying to think real quick. This week, some good vibes. I'll just share like this. I'm pretty excited because I have a really good friend coming into town soon. And
oh, yeah?
Yeah, Brittany. I think you know her.
Oh, Brittany, really? She's coming to Clarksville?
She's going to come visit for a few days. So I requested off so I could see her. And I haven't seen her in a while, so I'm really happy. I guess this is pretty fitting to talk about since we talked about our friendship in the beginning. But me and my friend Brittany have been friends since high school. We went to the same, you know, we're in the same class and everything, and our names are Brittany. So we were like really good friends. We were the type of friends that like passed notes in between class. We walked with each other when we could. We just were always together. And as soon as I got my car and was able to go everywhere, like we were always together. And she's moved away and we haven't talked as much, you know, like just doing adult stuff. But we started talking more because of Animal Crossing. So we were like talking about that because we're both obsessed with Animal Crossing. We just have been, you know, we've always told each other that we promise to keep in touch, and like that'll never change. Like I love Brittany to death, but I'm really excited to see her in person because it's just been so long. And even if it's just for a few minutes, I'm just gonna be so happy to see her. It's just gonna be nice to just see her in person and be able to hug her.
Aww.
Yeah, I just miss her. We used to talk every day, and to still be in touch with her, you know, to this day, because we graduated, me and her, like 10 years ago. So me and her have been friends for almost 15 years, and I love her. She's great. So I'm really excited, looking forward to seeing her. And I know she might be listening too, so hey girl. Throw a little shout out there for Brittany.
Oh yeah, hey Brittany.
Yeah, all right, it's your turn. It's time for you to find out what your good vibe is.
Shit, my good vibe actually comes from the encounter I had with a gentleman named Randy at his CBD shop.
Okay, go Randy.
Man, Randy is a really good guy. He's this, I want to say he's Native American, maybe Latin, I'm not too sure, but what did I compare him to? Cheech and Chong? Like he looks like if they had like a third brother, he would be it. And he's like in his 60s. He was just so cool and just so also at the same time professional and just laid back. I loved him. He was just great to have a conversation with and was very knowledgeable on his product and told me everything I needed to know on what I was going in there for. And he was just, I don't know, he was just a swell time. And it was great to vibe off of that. Because I was kind of nervous because I don't like going into the CBD stores just because I think that they are overhyped. And I don't know, there's just something about them. I just never really cared because, you know, why do that when you can get the real thing? But either way, you know, with age and shit, which I'm learning, you know, your body just reacts to things differently. And I was looking for an alternative. And you know what? He helped me out. And yeah. So way to go, Randy. And if you want to go to his shop ever, if you were in Lebanon, Tennessee, definitely go to the greenhouse. Check that man out. He has a really nice setup, like for real, especially for a shop in Tennessee. Like Clarksville doesn't even have like the shop or like the vibe of shop that he has, like at all. I haven't even seen like a CBD shop like that even in Nashville. Like he's a really cool guy. Like
yeah, I'm definitely going to come down and get those cookies you were talking about.
Oh yeah, definitely.
From his shop.
They're definitely... they are the shit.
Yeah, I may have to do that. Did you try the cookies?
I did. Yeah, they were fucking really good, and I felt great.
Nice.
Felt great. Good. Yeah, he has a great product there.
Yeah. Awesome. I think those are some great vibes. Well, wonderful vibes.
Of course, yes.
To go off of for this week. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Everyone for following. I hope you're enjoying what you've heard so far. And don't forget to ask us questions and send us all of your deets to our Gmail, askvibecheck@gmail.com. It is in the description. It's on our socials. We would love to hear from you. I don't know when we're going to be on Apple Podcasts for you to review, but as soon as we get on there, hit us with a review. Let us know how we doing. Because, you Please. Know. Yeah, we trying to vibe for you, so.
Yes, and we love you guys. We love and really appreciate all the support and the feedback. We need it.
We do. You know, we're just starting out this journey, and we appreciate everyone of you for listening to us and just, you know, hopefully taking this journey with us. Hopefully, you know, you're a forever fan or a forever friend.
You're a forever friend.
But all right. Well, I guess we will catch you next week on the Vibe Check. And you guys have a good one.
Yep. Peace.